minutes after 4 o'clock on an election day Wednesday. Keep your WhatsApps coming, 082-550-5151. Let us know what the general feeling has been like out there while we are in here. And I think one of the reasons that we vote is for a South Africa where no dream seems impossible, and our guests today are an example of that. First all-woman team from Africa to sit, or rather sit to summit Mount Everest in 2020.
Yay!
That is impressive. Team is made up of, obviously, all ladies. Lisa Gehring, Alda Wardle, Deshaun Daisel, Dumi Mpahlele, and Ronnie Mull. In studio, we're hanging out with Deshaun and Alda. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Firstly, good luck.
Thanks very much.
And I mean, sure, I know, Deshaun, you're sort of in the sporting arena, but this, yeah, would you not say is a completely different ballgame?
No, I've actually been on two Everest expeditions before. So I was a member of the first South African team to take our flag to the top of Everest in 1996.
Wow.
And then I went back in 2003 to be part of a team to put the first South African on the top of the seven summits. And so this is the first all-female team to go to Mount Everest.
Amazing. Yeah. And you are part of it. And then Alda, you work for BMW as a specialist.
Yes.
So how do we go from that to summiting Everest?
We all need a hobby, eh?
Right? I mean, choose them wisely. I mean, I sing in the shower. That's mine. what's the preparation of something like this like?
You know, there's different types of prep. So you've obviously got the physical prep, because you can't take on a mountain like Everest without huge physical input and investment. So that requires a lot of, whole body strength, your core strength, your lower body, the whole thing.
Mm.
It also requires a bit of mental strength.
Absolutely.
And obviously there's the logistics side to it. So you need to plan. One can't undergo an Everest expedition without like a really, really strict planning. And that's why we've got Ronnie Mull on the team. He mm-hmm. actually runs a company called Adventures Global that does climbing and adventure logistics as a business. So Ronnie's on the team to handle all of that side for us. But there really just is. That's why we're announcing this a year before the time, because there's just so much that needs to happen between now and next year.
I know a lot of people who hear about people summiting all sorts of mountains, and they think, why on earth would anyone decide to do something like this? We'll get into it in just a bit. If you got any questions, you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-550-5151. We're hanging out with the first ever all-woman team from Africa to set to summit Mount Everest in 2020.